Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about tips to become the best heavy equipment salesman. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to my website at www.heavyequipmentguy.com. All right, here we go into the podcast. The job of a salesman is considered to be demanding and challenging. He or she should often has to go through a lot of hassles during the sales call and eventually in the meeting. A salesperson requires a lot of patience. He or she can't expect things to work like they want. Many times, they will find the situation and go against them. This will lead to frustration, and therefore a person who does not have patience can't find his or her place in sales sector for a long time. You be into any industry, if you have to deal with sales, then you got to be very, very patient. You can try to hard sell a product, but while you do that, you can't lose your patience. This is what many salesmen fail to do. While they try so hard to sell the item, they go so deep into it that they do not realize that they're getting pushy with the customer, and this irks the customer, and they end up saying a big fat no. You know, take patience. Salespeople selling heavy equipment have to be very curious while they are cautious while they are dealing with their customers. They can't afford to has times with them. You got to be very smooth with them. There are a few tips that a salesman should keep in consideration while they are on a sales meeting. Number one, upgrade your communication skills. For some reason, every salesperson believes that he or she is a good communicator. If they can speak well, and it certainly does not mean that he is a good communicator in any way, or she is a good communicator. Selling heavy equipment is not all about good communication skills, but it is more about the effective communication where you can speak sense to the prospect and can convert him or her into your customers. Just by speaking well, you can't convince a person to change their brand or his brand. People in the U.S. are brand conscious. They will not want to change their brand as long as there is a good, strong reason to do so. The job of a salesman is to display that reason to them. People who are associated with heavy equipment are more conscious with the brands they are using than perhaps anybody else would be. Heavy equipment salesmen should be knowledgeable, confident, and that should reflect in the way of presenting themselves to the prospect. And lastly, be in the company of technicians and operators. You can learn a lot when you are in company of technicians and heavy equipment operators. They can teach you a lot about heavy equipment. They will not be much helpful to you as far as selling technique is concerned, but they can really develop your base understanding of heavy equipment. This will help you understand some of the most challenging questions that come from customers. Ideally, the heavy equipment salesmen are not so savvy with the technical aspects of the machine, but it always creates a good impression when you are able to answer the technical questions. You can always learn techniques from your peers, and they can help you in that area. You know, go meet some of the operators. Go meet some of the mechanics. Again, you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.